Thank you, girls, for that lovely piece and song. It is a joy for us, as our clerk of session has said, to have as our guest for Children's Day today our child evangelist under the mission board in the person of Miss Joyce Walsh. And we are delighted that our sister's with us. We often think of missionaries, as we've thought about Amy Carmichael and others going across the world. But there's a mission field here in Northern Ireland, and our sister is a missionary in the same sense and in the same way as those who go to foreign lands. And so we're delighted that our sister's here. We're going to come. We're going to ask her to come now and to speak to us all. Thank you. Do you need this stool? Sure.
Thank you very much, Mervyn. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you today. I've really, really enjoyed the boys and girls. They've been fantastic, and I really mean that. I've been around a few Children's Day, and I would say Ballymoney tops the list. So very, 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 very well done, and looking forward to what you have to say this evening. But it is lovely to be with you, and I know some of you are probably sitting down there thinking, I wonder if my spuds are all right, and maybe the chicken or the roast beef's going to be burned. Well, hopefully we'll not keep you too long, and you'll get home before the dinner's ruined and there's a fallout between husband and wife because you set the oven too high. So, anyway, it is lovely to be with you today, and I trust that God will bless his word to our hearts today. They were the best of best of best friends. And if these two boys had been living in Ballymoney in 2016, these two boys would have been doing the things that boys do today. In fact, they probably would have been spending some time this last day or two watching football on the television. And they would have been going swimming together, perhaps, and riding their bicycles together and playing their computer games together, doing the things that boys and girls do today. But these two boys, as I said, were the best of best friends. Now, one of these boys, he was a real prince, because his daddy lived in a palace. His daddy was the king. I'm sorry, girls, he wasn't Prince William. But anyway, his daddy lived in the palace. And his friend, well, he was just an ordinary boy. Just an ordinary boy. But you know, the Bible tells us something very wonderful about him. The Bible tells us that he was a man after God's own heart. And he loved the true and living God of heaven. And he put his faith and his trust in him. Do you know, boys and girls and mums and dads today, that's the most important thing. You might live in a palace, but living in a palace doesn't get us to heaven. It's only having our faith and our trust in Christ and knowing him as our Savior. This young fellow who was a friend of the prince, he used to go up to the palace to play music for the king. Sometimes the king got awfully sad, and this young fellow would go up and he would play music for him, and it would help him not to be so sad. But you know, one day when this young fellow was up in the palace, the king was really, really cross. Really, really angry. You see, the king had disobeyed God. He had sinned against God. And God said that because of his sin and because of his disobedience, none of his family would ever sit on the throne. You know, boys and girls today, and mums and dads, all of us have sinned against God. And because of our sin, because of our disobedience, with our sin, we will never be in God's heaven. We will never be in God's presence. And that's why the Lord Jesus came into the world and died on the cross, shed his precious blood, so that your sin and mine might be forgiven. And this particular day, the king was so out of sorts that he lifted the first thing he could find, and he threw it at this young fella. And it just went whoosh, past his ear. Well, he ran out of the palace as quick as he could. His friend, who was the prince, he ran after him. And he said to him, hold on, hold on. He said, wait a minute, wait a minute. We need to talk. We need to talk. I tell you what, he said. We'll meet out in the field later on. Do you know the big tree that's down there in the field? That's where we'll meet. Because nobody will hear what we want to say. And so these two young men met together. And that day they made a promise to each other that if anything ever happened to either one of them, they would look after the other person's family. That young fella never went back to the palace to play music again. But you know, years passed by and something terrible happened because King Saul, who was the king, and Prince Jonathan, they went out to battle to fight against the Philistines. And King Saul and Prince Jonathan were killed as a result of the battle. And so word came to the palace, you better leave. King Saul, Prince Jonathan have been killed. You better leave the palace. The enemies is coming. Because you see, very often, the enemy would come and kill the rest of the king's family that were still in the palace. By this time, Prince Jonathan had a wee boy, maybe like some of these wee boys here today. And you know, the lady that helped look after Mephibosheth, she gathered him up, and as she was running with him, she tripped and she fell. And down went Mephibosheth. Oh, he cried and he cried and he cried. But they couldn't do anything for Mephibosheth. They had no time, no doctors and no painkillers and no Calpol or whatever it is boys and girls take when they hurt themselves. Away they went out across the river. And you know, that's where they lived. You know, poor Mephibosheth. The Bible tells us that Mephibosheth was lame in his feet as a result of that fall. And every time they looked at Mephibosheth walking, they remembered the day that he fell. You know, boys and girls and mums and dads and grannies and grandas today, when I think of that, it reminds me of the fact that all of us are born into this world and we don't walk properly. Because we're born walking on the wrong road. And it's all because of the fall of Adam and Eve into sin. And because of their fall and because of their sin and because of their disobedience, we're all born sinners and we don't walk properly. We're walking on that broad road that takes us away from God. That awful place the Bible calls hell, a place we don't much like to talk about. But you know, today, if you're not saved, today, if you have never trusted in Christ as your Savior, you're walking on that wrong road. You're not walking to heaven today. The only way you can be sure of being in heaven is to turn away from sin and trust in Christ as your Savior. Poor Mephibosheth, a picture of all of us in our sin. Israel needed a new king, and of course, David, Prince Jonathan's friend, became the new king. And when David became the new king in Israel, what do you think he remembered, boys and girls? He remembered his promise. The promise that he had made to Jonathan. And he called in one of his servants and he said, tell me, he said, are there any of Prince Jonathan's family still living? I know, what did they call? Oh, yeah, Mephibosheth, that's him. He's still living. And so the king said, go and look for him. Go and find him. Bring him to the palace. And the message was sent out and a search was made. And they searched and they searched and they searched. And eventually they found Mephibosheth. And they said, Mephibosheth, you've got to come to the palace. King David wants you. Now come on, get your act together and come on. Now Mephibosheth could have said, oh, does he now? Sure. I know what he wants. He just wants to kill me. Because that's often what happened. Or he could have said, come to the palace like I am. You take a look at my clothes. Sure, I couldn't come to the palace looking like this. You ever see the way I walk? Sure, I couldn't come to the palace walking like this. He could have said, I'm far too busy today. I've too many things to do. Just doesn't suit me. Tell the king I'll come some other day when it suits me a wee bit better, when I get some nice new clothes, when I get something done about my legs and I don't walk so bad. Tell the king I'll come some other day. It just doesn't suit me today. He could have made excuses, boys and girls. He could have. But you know what Mephibosheth did? Mephibosheth came to the palace just the way he was. He came with his clothes that weren't so good. He came with his lame feet and all the rest of it. He came just the way he was. You know, boys and girls and mums and dads and grannies and grandas today, that's how you come to the Lord Jesus. You come just the way you are. Because you see, God sees into our hearts today. God knows exactly what's in your heart today. God knows today whether or not you're saved. Boys and girls, you can fool your Sunday school teacher. You can fool your mom and dad, but you can't fool God because God sees into our hearts. Mommies and daddies and grannies and grandas today, you don't need to try to dress yourself up or make yourself any better. You come the way you are. Mephibosheth could have made excuses, but he didn't. You know, maybe there's a mommy or a daddy or a granny or a granda here today, and for a very long time, you've been making excuses as to why you're not saved. And maybe you're saying, well, it doesn't really suit me, and I just don't have time to think about them things now. And, well, I'll get saved when I'm a whole lot older, and I don't really need to worry about these things. Boys and girls, mums and dads and grannies and grandas, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. Tomorrow, any one of us could be in eternity. Don't make excuses. Come the way you are. And that's what Mephibosheth did. Mephibosheth came with his lame feet. He came with his clothes that weren't so good. And he came to the palace. And a greater than King David calls you today. The Lord Jesus, the King of Kings, he calls you today to come to him that your sin might be forgiven. Mephibosheth answered that call. He obeyed the call. As the Lord Jesus calls you, will you obey that call? Will you come to him just the way you are? You know, boys and girls, he came into the palace and he knelt down before the king, and the king said, Mephibosheth, get up off your knees. I have something I need to tell you. He said, Mephibosheth, I want to give to you all the land that belonged to your father Jonathan. Mephibosheth, what? Sure, I can't pay for it. I'm poor. I have nothing. And you know, he didn't deserve any of this, because when King David became the king, all the land that belonged to King Saul and Prince Jonathan, it automatically became David's, not Mephibosheth. He didn't deserve any of it. Not one acre of it did he deserve. And David said, Mephibosheth, I'm giving it to you. The Bible tells us that he showed grace and kindness and favor to Mephibosheth. He didn't deserve it, but he loved him. And you know, boys and girls and mums and dads and grannies and grandas today, we don't deserve God's heaven. If we got what we deserved, we'd be separated from God forever and ever and ever. But I am so glad today that God has shown grace and kindness and favor, and that his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, died on that cross and shed his precious blood so that your sin and my sin can be forgiven. He gave it to him as a gift. He offered to him. He didn't have to pay for it. And today, if you're not saved, you don't have to try and save up enough money to pay to get yourself to heaven. God offers it to you today as a gift. And today you can be saved and your sins can be forgiven if you will come and turn from it. Trust in Christ as your Savior. Do you know what else he said, boys and girls? And I bet Mephibosheth thought all his Christmases had come at once. Do you know what else he said to him? He said, Mephibosheth, I want you to come and live in my palace. You're going to be one of the family. You just come and live in the palace. You know, today, mums and dads and grannies and grandas and boys and girls, today you can become part of God's family. Today you can become a part of that family when you put your faith and your trust in Christ. You ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and come into your life and to take away your sin. I bet you Mephibosheth couldn't take it all in, what he was hearing. Just couldn't take it all in. How wonderful it was. Do you think, boys and girls, of all the blessings that Mephibosheth would have missed? You think of what he would have missed if he had said no to the king. And he had said, look, you tell the king to go and take a long walk off a short pier. I'm not going anywhere near the palace. You think of what he would have missed, boys and girls. And boys and girls and mums and dads and grannies and grandas, those of you that are not saved today, you think of what you'll miss. if you continue to say no to the Lord Jesus as he calls you to come to him. You will miss the blessing of sins forgiven, the peace of God in your heart, and the assurance that one day you will be in heaven with him. Our prayer today is that if you're not saved, that you will do as Mephibosheth did. You will come just the way you are, and turn away from your sin, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Thank you, Marvin.